A NASA astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut had to make an emergency landing on Earth after the Russian Soyuz rocket carrying them to the International Space Station experienced a failure during launch early this morning. While an investigation into what malfunctioned during the launch, Russia says they will stop sending people into space until they find out what went wrong. However, the Soyuz missions are the only way for NASA to get astronauts to and from the International Space Station at this time. For more on what this means for the future of International Space Station, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood. First of all, before we get into the International Space Station, how unusual is it for rockets to make an emergency landing, and what had to happen for this rocket to land in Kazakhstan?
Well, it's extremely unusual for this Soyuz FG rocket. I mean, this thing has got a flawless flight record with its current version. And the last time they had a failure even remotely like this was 35 years ago. So clearly this is a very reliable rocket, a very unusual malfunction today that triggered this abort. You know, we still don't know any details about what exactly went wrong. It happened about the same time these strap-on boosters the rocket has would normally be jettisoned. Something went wrong in that process. The spacecraft itself executed an automatic abort. The crew didn't have to do anything. Pulled away from the rocket, and then, of course, they fell more than 30 miles and landed on the steppe of Kazakhstan, no worse for the wear. So the safety systems worked, but the big question is, what went wrong, and what are the Russians going to have to do to fix it?
Bill, we're hearing the term today, ballistic reentry. Can you define that for us and also explain why that's more difficult because of the G-forces?
Yeah, you know, the Soyuz capsule is normally designed to come in fairly gently. You know, the crew experiences 3 or 4 Gs, or times the force of gravity you'd feel on Earth. But in a ballistic trajectory, they deliberately come in steeper, they spin the spacecraft, and as a result, they experience higher G-loads, they call them. In this case, they were up nearly 7 Gs, which is quite a bit. But it's remember, this is not a crew that was coming back after 6 months in weightlessness, so they were still, you know, had all the strength they launched with, and I don't think it was a major problem for them at all. Certainly noticeable, but not something that would incapacitate you.
So today's failure, what sort of implications could there be for NASA's human spaceflight program?
Well, it's really got implications for both NASA and the Russians. You know, it's kind of a misconception in this country that some people think, you know, well, the Americans could operate the station by themselves, or so could the Russians. But that's not true. Really, you have to have astronauts on the station and cosmonauts all the time to operate these complex systems that each country has put up there. So as long as the Soyuz is grounded, there's no way to get anybody up there. It's not just NASA, it's also the Russians. Now, there are 3 people on board the station right now. They've got their own Soyuz to come home in. That won't be a problem. But if the Russians can't fix this issue by mid-December, they might not be able to launch the next crew on time. And if you can't launch another crew there, the crew that's there now can't come home, right? So there's kind of a clock ticking on all of this. Obviously, if the crew that's up there now, if they don't get replacements up there, their only option would be to come on home anyway, in which case you'd be temporarily, they call it demanning, but, you know, it's temporarily you'd be abandoning the station, and nobody wants to do that, NASA or the Russians. So I think, a lot of folks would certainly like to see this problem get resolved sooner than later, but they got to do it safely. And right now, it's really just too early to say what's going to happen.
Before we let you go, remind us where we are with private space vehicles being used by this country.
Yeah, you know, Boeing and SpaceX are both building commercial crew ferry ships. It will end the NASA's sole reliance on the Soyuz, but they aren't going to be ready to fly with people on board until the middle of next year, and maybe even later than that. So until then, NASA has seats booked on Soyuz spacecraft all the way through July of next year. But clearly, they're trying to get these commercial spacecraft flying as soon as possible to take the load off the Soyuz, and it will also allow them to put an extra person on the station for science. So they're really holding a lot of hope out for that, but that a lot of work has to be done between now and then. And in the meantime, the Soyuz is the only ride, so they need to get this problem fixed.